Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is up next with the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran, for your weekend starting morning drive at 6. Hey, Esmeralda, you know who's on the phone?
Who's that?
It's our good friend, newsman, Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
What? Good morning, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. We miss you, pal.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys this morning, too. I miss you guys.
All right.
I'm homesick a little bit.
Yeah, well, we'll see you on Monday, right? You'll be back on Monday.
Yes, sir.
All right, now you are currently at Fort Benning, Georgia, as part of the U.S. Army's Chicago Recruiting Battalion Educators Tour, and you've been posting updates and stuff on WGNRadio.com. Tell us all about what's been going on, Vic.
Well, 30 educators and myself and Mike Poe, the videographer from WGN, we all came here. These educators are from the city. They're from the suburbs as well. The northwest and south sides are represented. And their teachers and their counselors as well. They're both high schools and colleges, including one city college, Malcolm X College, an educator I spoke with. We all took the flight here together, along with nearly a dozen U.S. Army recruiters, like you said, from Great Lakes Battalion. And those are men and women who are in charge of recruiting for, I mean, their area of responsibility stretches from the Wisconsin border, east from the lake, west to the Illinois border, and south all the way to, like, Warsaw. So, and their goal is to expose these Chicago-area educators to what the U.S. Army has to offer students who may be considering the military.
Oh, cool.
Nick. And so, and I saw a show of hands. They asked, before we took the flight, only two out of these 30 teachers and counselors had ever been around military personnel or operations. So, and these are people who students go to for answers. So basically, Nick, in the Army's assessment, that they want to, or in their assessment, need to increase the exposure to the military of these educators so they're better informed when it comes time to discuss options with their students.
Yeah.
And from conversations I've heard between this group of teachers and the recruiters, the Army said they don't expect the educators to sell the military necessarily as an option to the students. They just want a chance. They want to be given a chance. Their hope is that after this trip down here to Fort Benning, that the educators will withhold their own personal bias that they may have about the military or about the politics of it, and at least give the Army a chance by talking to the students about it.
Wow. Now, what have you seen so far? I know that you saw a group of new soldiers being in-processed. What was that all about?
That was interesting. It kind of brought up some old memories of when I went through basic training. It's kind of a scary place especially if you're a young person. But that's where you go. That's your first exposure to the military if you're an infantry recruit in the Army, anyway. That's where I believe the Army. I heard some recruiters talking about it. That's where they get exposed to what they call the shark attack, which is where you've probably seen movies where the drill instructors come out with those big round or square looking hats and start screaming at people.
Yeah,
that's where we went yesterday. That's one of the places we visited, and that's an interesting thing. The commander of that reception area told the teachers he gave basically his sales pitch, if you will, and.
Yeah.
And he basically asked them, like I said, to give the Army a chance. He told them that, he said a nice way of putting it was that, you know, there's people out there who want the U.S., in his words, to go away. And as long as those people are out there, that they need at least some of their best students to stand up and take that oath and serve to protect the country.
Yeah.
That was his pitch there. But
do they do this every year, Vic?
Well, they haven't here. This is one of the first times, according to the Army recruiters I've spoken with, that they've done it in Chicago.
Mm.
I asked them, you know, why they've chose to do it now, and it's kind of an outreach program that has been done in other areas of the country that they've had success with. And that's why they're trying it here.
Okay. And you also saw some Humvee training.
That was, boy, the technology that the Army's employing to train their troops is really amazing, Nick. That was the video that I put up was not even in a building. Those were trailers, kind of like a tractor trailer. They're mobile technology centers where they trained these troops. That was for troops who were going to be in Humvees deployed to combat areas. And they can, a 360 view inside this mobile trailer is screens and,
yeah,
like computer screens,
yeah,
and they can shoot it. You know, enemy combatants.
I saw the video. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really
amazing.
There's some real, and there's other video that we'll put up on our website. We'll have a special thing, but it's really interesting. They have employed even video games that are similar to what you'd see your kids play on Xbox.
It's amazing. Well, listen, Vic, it was it's great to hear from you. And when do you come back? You come back tomorrow?
I will. Yes, today's, yes, I'll be back tomorrow afternoon at O'Hare. How's the weather there?
It's a little chilly right now, but we're supposed to have a pretty mild weekend.
Okay, good.
So it'll be good for you.
See you guys back on Monday.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Vic.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy. There you go. Vic Vaughn, newsman here at WGN, a member of my team here on the show. And he's at Fort Benning, Georgia, U.S. Army's Chicago Recruiting Battalion Educators Tour. And he's posting a bunch of really cool videos and pictures and updates at WGNradio.com. And Vic will be back on Monday. And you'll be back on Monday, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
All right, I'll take a break, and the news is coming up next.